Mike, have you talked at all with Mike McCarthy on how hard it is to hold the team together?
No, I haven't spoke with Mike. You know, I know we're both not having the season that we would like to have and what we anticipated having, but you got to keep, you know, you got to keep going, and that's what I think both teams are doing. I think you watch the tape and you see guys out there playing, you know, playing the game hard.
In your wildest bad dreams, could you have imagined this after being so close to the Super Bowl 11 months ago?
Well, I think it is an example of how close the NFL is in terms of competition. Each and every year there's teams that surprise people, and I don't think this league this year is any different. It's so close. Most games are decided by 8 points or less, over half the games, and about between 20 and 25% are 3 points or less. So it's a fine line, and I can say this, we are disappointed here in Atlanta, not discouraged, because there's always positives out of every situation. We're getting an opportunity to have played a bunch of young players that I think have a chance to be good players for us moving forward.
Hey, Mike, it's Vic.
Hey, Vic.
How are you?
Good. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours. At the Combine, Thomas Dimitroff talked about the Falcons needing to become a young team again, turning the roster over. Could you talk about that a little bit? What's ahead for you in, along those lines?
Well, we became a younger team this this off season, and a lot of it is based on salary cap. And as you know, salary cap kind of defines how your team's put together. And we became a younger football team, and we've had even we've become even younger since the season started in terms of certain positions with young guys that have had to step up. We've had some young college free agents show that they have the ability to be a NFL player, which is a positive. And you know, your roster is ever changing, and the dynamics of your team changes each and every year.
Mike, I know you haven't run the ball as well as you would have liked, I'm sure, but what has Steven Jackson given you?
Well, we have not run the ball consistently, and I say this, the one thing that we've done consistently is played inconsistently. That's the only consistent thing we've done all season. And Steven was injured in the second game of the season, and it's taken him time to get back to close to full speed. I don't believe anybody in the NFL at this point in time in the season is full speed. But we did run the ball well. There's been some games in the last five games that we could only run the ball in half the game because we got behind. We didn't handle some sudden change situations and change in momentum in a three or four play sequence. We got where we couldn't run the ball. But Steven's been running well the last 3 weeks. We continue to strive to run it better. You have to be able to run the ball in the NFL, and at some point in time during a season, you've got to do it. And at the core, winning the line of scrimmage is what the NFL is all about. Always has been, always will be.
Mike, the way you guys ran it last week, Steven in particular, do you think the difference was getting him more opportunities there or just him being a little bit more healthy?
I think of both. We were able to give him more opportunities because of the flow of the game and the score of the game. As I mentioned earlier, there were three games that when we came out for our first possession in the third quarter, we were down more than two scores offensively, and that pretty much puts your run game on the back burner, and we had to try to score and score quickly, and of course the quicker way to do that is to throw the ball in the air. It travels faster in the air than it does on the ground, and I think that had a factor why he had not had the touches the last three or four weeks. We do want to, like all teams, we do want to be balanced, both running and throwing the football, and we haven't been able to do that. It's simply on defense or we've turned the ball over on offense.
You know, you spoke of the younger players a little while ago. Can you talk about the challenge of you know, basically starting rookies at cornerback in this league and maybe how those guys have grown since week one?
Well, they've grown a whole bunch. I think Desmond Trufant is mature beyond his years. I think a lot of it has to do with his background with two brothers that have played in the NFL, one of them being 12 years older, so I'm sure that he's seen a lot of NFL games, whether in person or on TV, and he has a good feel of what happens in an NFL season and an NFL off season. So he's done a nice job for us. Robert Alford, out of Southeast Louisiana, continues to progress. We anticipate him being a good player as well. It's funny, when you talk about young players, I looked out there in certain games and looking at our defense, and at certain times in the game, we'll have six true rookies out there on the field. Malachi Goodman and Stanley Mponga are playing in the defensive line for us in our rotation. We had Joplo Bartu and Paul Warlow playing linebacker, and then you had Robert Alford and Desmond Trufant playing in the secondary. So we had two at each level. It's been a learning experience for them. It's been a learning experience for us as coaches in terms of finding out what they're capable of doing.
Mike, I know you haven't been hit with an injury at your quarterback position, really, but can you talk about, you know, it is a quarterback-driven league, and when you have an elite quarterback like the Packers have with Rodgers, how a bottom can fall out of it so quickly without that elite player?
Well, Aaron is definitely in that elite category. We're anticipating that he's going to play this week. I know that there was information that came out yesterday that said that he wasn't cleared, but he's not been ruled out. We're taking that he's playing. That's what our preparation has got to be, and he can distribute the ball. He makes everybody around him so much better. He understands Mike's offense. He gets him into the best play. It's fun to watch him as a coach stand over the ball and look and try to dissect what you're trying to do defensively. And then once that ball snapped, he's got the ability to extend plays. He's got such a quick release. He will be a big challenge for us on Sunday.
Now, I'm guessing you probably saw Green Bay's defense earlier in the year when scouting maybe some different opponents. What do you think's gone wrong with those guys? They've had some pretty rough.
Well, they've had some injuries on the defensive side, and I've been very impressed with the rotation. I know that they've had some guys that have missed time, some of it significant time. You know, Dom Capers is one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of the NFL. He's so unique in terms of his game planning, and each game plan is a little bit different. It comes down to trying to win the line of scrimmage and then tackling well. And, you got to tackle well and not give up big plays. And I think that's probably just like our defense, we've not done a very good job tackling, nor have we been nearly as efficient as we need to on explosive plays.